The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
What's the best response for if it's an MLM thing, I ain't interested? I say, cool, no problem. Let me know if you know anyone that does want to make some money. Hey, I got to run. Posture. And let me break this down for you. So for those not in Rank Makers, you probably haven't seen this, but those in Rank Makers, this will be a refresher for you. And so most conversations start this way. Hello, how are you? I'm fine, and ye? Right? And so it kind of starts this way. And then the network marketer is like, hey, would you be open to my ground floor patent pending $1 billion opportunity, no competition, and you don't have to sell anything? And they say, if this is MLM, I'm out of here, man. Right? Like that's what they say. And so the amateur, this is where you get to know if they're an amateur or not. So we'll go two paths, okay? Can you see that? Can you see the bottom? I think you can. All right, let's shorten this up a little bit though. All right, let me get rid of that. Okay. So here we'll go, here's amateur track and here's postured track. So, step one, hey man, how you doing? I'm fine, ye. Hey, the pizza's good here, huh? Yeah, man, I love it. You open to take a look at a patent-pending ground floor opportunity, $1 billion, no competition, never have to sell anything? Okay, so that's number one. Number two, no way, man, if it's MLM, bro, I'm out of here. Like, my accents change by scene, don't they? Like, ridiculous. And so, here's the amateur. So, amateur hour, like the person just said, hey, if it's MLM, I'm out of here, man. Like, no way, Jose. And the amateur is like, wait a minute, bro. It's like totally different. And if you look at corporate America, it's also like a pyramid because there's like supervisors and managers and then people down here. And this is more like an inverted pyramid where people can get, And so this is the convincer, the amateur convincer. No way, bro. It's like really awesome and totally cool, bro. And so, but here's posture. Here's the postured track, which I just gave you an example. You pull away. Okay. And so when they say, oh, if this is MLM, then I'm out here. I ain't interested at all. I say, cool, no problem. You know anyone that does want to make some extra money? All right, I'm out. And what's funny is a lot of times when you're willing to exit, all of a sudden they're like, wait a minute, bros, broskies, wait a minute. Are you saying like, man, bro? Is that what you're saying, bro? Right? And so like, that's what's so funny, is here, you don't need a shower. Here, you need a shower. You're like, you're all grimy and you got that sales grime on you. You have to take like a scraper, right? You just feel grimy. No, dude, let me convince you, man. Right, and here it's just like, cool, man, there's other people out there, man. You want to make money or not? If not, totally cool. Whatever. And so you gotta go more this route. That's why I'm not scared of any objection. I don't give a crap. I don't give a crap if they say they don't like MLM. So what? Hey, if you're happy, hey, congratulations on doing so fantastic in your career. Keep up the good work, Sonny. Way to go. Meanwhile, they don't like their career. Meanwhile, they're not making the money they want. Meanwhile, they don't have any time freedom. But it's not on me. It's on them. It's their life, not mine. Okay? So you got to be this. I don't like your product. Cool. You know anyone that does want to lose some weight? I don't like MLM. No problem. Hey, you know anyone that does want to make some extra money? Who cares? So just stop being duped into this. Because let me tell you what, all this does is solidify the stigma in network marketing. It solidifies it. Because this person says, oh God, I ran into one of those network marketers. I said I wasn't interested. And then for the next 30 minutes, they're like, it's awesome. Ground floor, patent pending, no competition, never sell. Right? All this crap. Here, they're like, dang, did I miss out? Dang, they weren't affected. Right? They weren't affected by my crappy response to them. Dang, maybe I'm missing something. Dang. And if they're not, whatever. Save some time. If someone's telling you, oh, I am MLM, right? Save some time. Next, go talk to more people. And so a phrase that more of you need to embrace, say less to more people. Like I never minded it because I'm like, thank you for making my job faster. Thank you. Appreciate it. So, I mean, if they say you're going to hell and to prison and this is illegal and it's a pyramid and I'm going to turn you into the Better Business Bureau, I'm like, cool, no problem. Hey, let me know if you know anyone that does it, makes some extra money. Time, right? I'm like, sweet. That was like super fast. I don't care. See, you're too addicted. You're too addicted to this person doing something. You're too addicted. I'm not spending time on how do I close? Ray, my brother-in-law is super skeptical, says I'm going to prison and then to hell, says it's illegal, says it's a pyramid, tells all my friends how terrible I am. How do I turn him around? How do I convince him? The only reason you should turn him around is to kick him in the ass, right? Stop trying to turn him around. Stop trying to convince him. And so we don't actually, as much as it sounds, like inside of RankMakers, we have a closing blueprint. Inside of RankMakers, we have my crazy follow-up, like how to follow up. And my follow-up plan is I follow up until they pass away. If I read their obituary, I'm like, all right, I'm going to back off now. I'm going to back off. I mean, even though a widow may see it, right, I'm going to back off if I read their obituary. And so, like, we teach you how to close. But what we're really doing, honestly, is sorting. We're not actually closing. Because if someone's cynical, skeptical, nasty, cursing me out, I ain't trying to close them. I'm like, all right, see you. Laters.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.